Do you like what you're hearing right now? Then be sure to check out VOC Nation. Whether it's on VOCNation.com or your favorite podcast provider, VOC Nation offers the greatest in live and on-demand content, great interviews, and incredible insight from those who have lived the business. 7 days a week, VOCNation.com. And don't forget to check us out on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hello once again, everyone. It's Mike Tenay from TNA Wrestling, and welcome to In the Room. Here's Brady, Kathy, The Stro, Jordan, and Derek.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to In the Room. I'm Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling, filling in for Brady. Brady Hicks is a happily married man now. It's really happy for him. And it's him and Kelly, a great, an awesome couple, and so happy they're together now. Husband and wife, marriage is a beautiful thing. So let's, let's bring on the lovely Kathy Fitzpatrick. Kathy, our boy has become a man.
He's grown up, Stro. He grew up on us.
He sure did. Oh, my. Weren't those wedding pictures beautiful?
Oh, it was amazing. It was.
Oh, so happy for them.
Except for the
That's
rain.
That's awesome.
It was great. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's awesome. Oh, my goodness. Brady, he's celebrating his new married life, as they say. Oh, man. I can't wait for him to come back next week and tell us all about it. Oh, I'm sure he has some good stories to tell.
It was a beautiful ceremony. It was.
Oh man, looked amazing. Absolutely looked amazing.
Yeah.
Goodness.
I mean, it was very nice. It, you know, like I said, except for the pouring down rain, it was a great time. You know.
Good times, right? Oh my gosh, I love the picture them dancing.
Yes.
Did you see that picture? Oh God. Yeah, it looks like he's quite the dancer, Brady is.
Oh, he was definitely, and you know what? He was dancing with his mom, and it was just so sweet, you know?
Aww.
We were all sitting at the table, and we're all like, oh, my God, we're going to cry. I was sitting with Matt and his wife.
Uh-huh.
And Bruce Wirt and his wife.
Okay.
And let me tell you, the food was amazing.
Oh, I bet. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
I bet that cake was delicious.
They had chicken. They had chicken and waffle hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, sounds so good.
And Matt and I are going, can you bring like that whole tray back? Just bring another tray back here.
Right. Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
But, oh, it was so nice. I mean, just as we got there, I was going to sit in the car for a bit and listen to the Eagles game, and I noticed it's getting really dark with the storm coming.
Mm-hmm.
So we started walking up, and there was another couple walking in front of me, and they're like, and all of a sudden you hear drip, 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 Okay, here it comes. We made it right on the court, right in time. Matt and his wife, the other hand, did not. Poor Matt was soaked.
Wow.
But it was real. I mean, it was good to see Matt and his wife. Saw plenty of pictures of the baby.
Oh, that's awesome.
Matt might be calling, not tonight, but Matt might be calling in soon.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. Bruce Wirt was there with his wife, got to see his kids.
Oh, cool.
You know, it was fun. I mean, they had the picture booth there. You know, it was so nice to just see. I mean, Brady was just smiling, and Kelly looked gorgeous, and they're thanking everybody.
Yeah.
I'm just pinning there like, thank you for the invite. I mean, but she looked beautiful. She really did. She looked gorgeous.
Amazing. Oh, gosh, yes. Amazing. God, I'm glad everybody had such a good time. It looked amazing from the photos.
It was very, the place where it was, oh, my gosh, it was outstanding.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, Brady and they've been together for how long now?
8 years.
8 years. Wow. Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing.
And it was funny when they were saying their vow, and I'll always be here when the Eagles win or lose, okay? Well, we started busting out laughing.
That's awesome.
I was waiting for her to say something about the radio show, and I was going to be like, oh, I'm hiding here, you know?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's awesome. That's so cool, man. I'm
so
happy for them.
Buddy.
Yeah, speaking of rain, oh, my gosh, I've been watching this hurricane. I think it's Ian. That's South Rough's coast and getting ready to hit Florida. I've been all my Georgia people and Florida people, I'm praying for y'all, man. I hope you guys are safe during all this. Yes. I'm hoping maybe it'll turn to sea, hopefully. But I mean, just staying positive about the whole thing. But and I'm watching it because I'm just north of those guys, so. You know what I mean? Because we'll probably get the outer bands of it, right? If it comes this way.
And I don't know if you saw. I think it was a great Tony Khan sent out a thing. And he put it on Twitter and he said, if any of you guys have not seen email, if you cannot make it to the show tomorrow, don't worry. Take care of yourselves and your family.
Mm.
And would you believe people will ban that Tony Khan for it?
What happened?
People are putting Tony Khan down, putting that on Twitter.
Really?
And he said, did not get the email because of whatever reason. That's why I'm putting this up. And people are, you think you're cool, you think you're... Are you trying to put yourself over, blah, blah. I'm like, seriously.
Wow.
The man's worried about his employees.
Gosh, what's the harm in that?
You know what I mean? Exactly.
Jeez.
I don't think you ever see McMahon doing that.
No. No.
You know, Tony said, you know, it said something like, for any AEW whatever Rampage or whatever it's supposed to be called tomorrow night in Philly.
Yeah. Yeah.
If anybody in Florida cannot make it, do not worry. Take care of yourselves, family. And Matt Seidel commented back and said, thanks so much, TK. my family and I are getting ready to, you know, get the safer ground.
Right.
But, I mean, and it's not workers, it's fans. Just getting on there
mm-hmm.
and ripping
oh, yeah.
them apart. You know?
Some people are just crazy nowadays, man. I mean, it's just... And I feel, I really feel that in the past, especially in the past few months, I really think Tony Khan has really grown as a promoter. Because ever since that ordeal went down with the scrum, I you know, he's been really making some really good decisions here lately. You know what I mean?
You know, suspending them or whatever he did. I think that was the right move to do. My opinion.
Right. Well, you know, no one should make, I mean, he was put in an awkward position. And, I mean, despite what was going on, he should have never been put in that position.
No. I mean, sitting here, we have to listen to him go off
mm-hmm.
on everybody. Are you serious?
Right. Because, you know, they don't, I don't, you know, as big of egos as some certain people have, they need to stop and think. It's because of Tony Khan they got a place to work. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, but yeah, I you know, he's really making some really good. I mean, I think he's really come a long way, and you know, that's with any promoter. You know, they grow in time. You know what I mean? And I think Tony's going to get even better, I think. You know, and but the fact that, you know, he cares about his employees, that says a lot. You know, that, you know, like I said, you don't even see here that from the other company, you know what I mean, as much.
No.
Says a lot. But I hope the show's good tomorrow night in Philly. Is it in Philly?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope it's good.
There, show?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to that show, by the way?
Yeah. We got yesterday.
Nice.
Yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, you have to tell us all about it. That's really cool. You'll be there.
Yeah,
awesome.
It should be fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully this time it won't be two rows from the top of the building. But anyhow, you know.
Right. You know, the last week's show was really good.
It was.
Last week's Dynamite. Yeah. And I think tomorrow night, Chris Jericho defends the ROH title. I don't know who against, but he's making a title defense tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's not Bandido.
Mm-hmm.
I forget it again.
But, I guess he's supposed to... Oh, go ahead.
No, it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, MJF, I think, is supposed to be there, too. And...
Yeah.
I mean, like, if it's anything at last week's show was stacked. Oh, my God. Some really good matches.
Yeah, it should
be a
good
time. Soraya's supposed to be there, right?
Yes.
Nice. Nice. It's good to see her there now.
Yeah. She's there, and then, well, hopefully she's there because of the weather.
Right.
I mean, I know I think most of the guys were coming in today or tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tuesday's the travel day. So as far as I know, most of the people are coming in today.
Okay.
You know, because I said to Tony Nese, I said, if you need a ride, just give me a shout. He goes, well, the shuttle from the hotel usually take us over and pick us up. I said, okay, whatever. You know, thanks for the tickets. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. He's like, yeah, no problem, Cass. Because you always take care of me when I come into Philly, so paying you back. And
right.
Like,
oh, that's cool. I have a friend who's a country singer, Cassie Page. She was down in the Miami celebrating her birthday, and I was checking her if she was just okay because, you know, this hurricane. And she said she just came in today. She took a flight out there, and she's made it back today. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But, you know, you guys in the Georgia, Florida area who are listening, you know, please stay safe, you know what I mean, in this hurricane. Hopefully it won't be too bad.
Yeah. A friend of mine, he said he, you know, they're not near the water or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just, you know, as he said, we're batting down the hatches.
Right.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully it won't be too bad.
Stro, do you remember the time when they were doing tapings, WCW was doing tapings at Disney? I don't know if you were there.
Oh, yeah, yes, in Orlando and all that?
Yeah. And remember when the hurricane came through?
Yes. Oh,
well,
man.
Well, Jerry had a hurricane party in the hotel room.
Did she?
Our hotel room faced... Remember the place called World of Wheels?
Yes.
That's the sliding window faced that. And I'm like, yeah, I can see that Ferris wheel coming right over here.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I can only imagine.
We had, everybody was drinking so much. One of the guy's girlfriends, she survived the hurricane. She didn't survive the party.
Oh, man.
She was like, you know, and then, like, all members the next day, Doug Dillinger's calling saying, you know, we're laying down, like, oh, my God, my head. And the phone register was like, get it. I'm like, I can't. So it was Doug Dillinger saying, you know, you don't have to be at the studio till like 10 or 11. I forget what it was. So we got up and we were walking around outside, like, you know, smoke. Some of the small trees were over. All the pool stuff was in the pool. You know, that's where they threw it. And we're like, you know, and it was like, oh, let's go to the studio. I'm like, okay, no problem. Give me sunglasses, you know.
Oh, man. Man, I can only imagine what a wild time that was.
you know, Bobby Starr was there. Who else
Bobby
showed up? Bobby
Starr. Oh, man.
I forget who else stood up to that. But Sherry was just like, you know, okay, we're going to have a hurricane party in the room. I'm like, oh, God, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're like, oh, if it gets bad, put the mattress up against the door. I'm like, who left the mattress? What are you talking about?
Oh, goodness. Oh, it sounds, man, what a,
Yeah, but like you said, you know, my thoughts and prayers are with everybody in line with this thing where whenever it lands.
Right.
Please, anyone down that area, just please be safe. Know we're, definitely know we're all thinking of you up here in the north. Because it might be hitting up here, too.
Yeah, yeah. Those things are so unpredictable. You just don't know where they're going to end up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the worst one I've been through in the past 3 years has been Florence. Florence was really bad. That was really bad. Matter of fact, where I live at, there's like a bunch of woods. And like a full big forest area, right? And Florence wiped out most of the trees.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Because that had like high winds and flooding and all that. That did the most damage, you know, in certain areas. But, and the reason why, because it, unlike most hurricanes where you do those, it'll just blow over and that's it, right? This one stayed stagnant for a few days.
That's right. That's right. I remember that.
And that's where all the damage came from. Yeah, it was pretty wild. So hopefully this one just, by some chance, maybe just blow out the sea or something. Stay away from
it.
Hopefully.
You know, look at all those, the modules they have, you know. Oh, looks like a bunch of spaghetti. It could go this way. It could go that way. But I feel so bad for the people of Florida. I mean, Puerto Rico, there was like 65 New Jersey State Troopers just shipped down to help down there.
Yes.
And they're down there for 2 weeks. And then another 65 down.
Oh, wow.
Now, when we had Hurricane Sandy up here, it destroyed a lot of the troopers' houses because they all lived by the shore.
Right.
One
and
trooper,
it's rare a storm does that going up your way like that.
It was right around Halloween. So that's why my daughter's named Sandy because she was born during the hurricane.
Right.
It wiped out a trooper's house. And there was a lot of people, you know how it is all over. People are going to rip you off if they're trying to rebuild.
Oh, yeah.
This builder ripped him off. And he can never rebuild.
Oh, geez.
You know. And he was on TV because he was talking about, because he was going down to Puerto Rico, I think, Puerto Rico to help down there when whatever storm hit down there after Sandy.
Yeah.
And then they got, you know, the newscasters found out that he had been ripped off when somebody was supposed to rebuild for him from Hurricane Sandy, but never did.
Yeah. Sandy, was that the one where it combined with a winter storm? That really hit hard up, like, towards New York?
Yeah, I think it might have been.
Yeah. That was rough.
Oh. I I mean, it was bad.
Hmm. And that's rare. A storm does something like that up your way, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, we get the hot spots every so often for tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they pop here, pop there.
Right.
But we never had a hurricane like that.
All right. Hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
it's crazy.
We lost power for like 6 hours or something.
Mm.
And there was the storm caused some electrical problem with the local. It was a bar restaurant that was here forever and a day, and it burned
mm-hmm.
down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah.
I just hope everybody stay safe down there.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. By the way, guys, if you want to call in any time during tonight's live In the Room podcast, you can do so at 914-338-1885. Once again, that number is 914-338-1885. And we're just chatting up a breeze tonight. All kinds of stuff. Oh, my goodness.
No, I am looking forward to AEW tomorrow night. I really am.
Oh, man. I'm excited for you. That's awesome. That's really cool.
And then next Saturday is Extreme Rules.
Oh, that's right. Extreme Rules. Oh, I bet that's going to be good. I think it doesn't live Morgan and Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They got Extreme Rules match too, don't they?
Yeah.
For the women's. Oh, that's going to be good.
And then Seth Rollins against Matt Riddle.
Oh, that fighter pit match. Yes.
Yep. That one I can't wait to see.
Yes. Oh, that's going to be good. You remember the last fighter pit match they had at NXT?
No, I don't.
That they had it was Matt Riddle and Timothy Thatcher, and Kurt Angle was the special enforcer for that match. Man, it was so good. It was so good. Oh my God, I only can imagine how Seth Rollins will do in that type of match with Riddle. Oh man. That's so good.
It should be interesting. And then one of the matches is going to be Finn Balor against Edge.
Edge? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
So I'm assuming Ray will be in Edge's corner. Dominic will probably
mm-hmm.
be in Finn's corner.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird to say, but Dominic's looking more and more like Eddie every time I see him.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
I think that night when he was sitting ringside.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just watching, I'm like, oh my gosh, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm digging this combination of him and Rhea Ripley, though.
Yes.
They look great together. Whoever put them together was just genius.
Yeah.
That was genius.
Well, then what was it?
Mm-hmm.
They put up something about She was walking out, and he's like, something about, do I call you mommy? Or, oh, you can call me mommy if you want. And I was like, oh, boy, Andy's going to have a fit. Yeah. Like, oh, boy.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, they make a good pair.
Yes.
Yeah, it's but he looks more and more like Eddie every time I see Dominic now.
It's scary.
It is. And you know that's the match that's going to eventually go down is Dominic and Ray. Eventually.
Yeah.
That's coming. I can't wait for that one.
I'm thinking probably more than likely Mania.
God, yeah. Oh, man, what a build that would be, too. Oh, man. He's so good.
You know, Dominic, you reign. Here's the chair. Hit me. Here's the chair.
Yeah. Man. That was so good. What a match Ray had with Seth the other night.
Yeah.
That was really good.
That was a very good match.
Oh, man. That was amazing. Ray, man, even to this day, Ray still amazes me what he can do. It's amazing.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Yeah, all the problems he's had, all, you know, the leg, the knee, the back, whatever he's had.
Yeah.
Still comes out, and he is 110%.
And he still moves around like he's in his late 20s.
Exactly.
That's just amazing to me. Just amazing. Oh, gosh. I had an impromptu match over the weekend, actually, at the Expo in Bluefield, West Virginia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to wrestle an old wrestling brother, man, Cuban Assassin.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, him and his dad was a wrestler, too. You know, he's like the original Cuban Assassin. He just kept passing on to his son, right? But I've known him forever, right? And this is the first time we've gotten to be in the ring in years, right, together. And then it was one of those things where it started off as a match, but it turned into a six-man. But I was just so happy to be in the ring with him. It was just so cool. It brought back some memories. We gave each other a big hug after the match. It was like, man, this is like old times. It was so cool. Yeah, well, it was a blast.
Let me ask you. Did I see that Dorothy has a sister?
Yes. Yes, she has a new sister named Clarice. And,
oh, goody.
Yeah, and her sister's a blonde. Go figure.
Yeah. It's a little no.
Oh, yeah, and oh, my God, those two together. They have pillow fights and slumber parties and all kinds of stuff. And you talking about double trouble now? Oh my gosh, they're quite an adventure to be around now. they guard my table, like when I walk away, right? Mm-hmm. And when I get back, the looks on people's faces when they see them both. It's hilarious. Yeah, when you get two little girls together, look out, right? You know.
Oh, tell me about it.
Oh, goodness. But yeah, her name's Clarice. Yeah, she's the new addition to the family. Just in time for Papa Wing next month.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, excited. I can't believe October is almost here. It's crazy.
Do you let Dorothy and go out trick or treating?
Yeah. Yeah, she loves candy. In fact, I can't have any candy alone. She steals mine. Yeah, she'll greet the trick or treaters on my front porch. She has a rocking chair, you know. She has like a bag of goodies.
Bet she will.
Like sometimes when I go to these events, these Comic Cons or shows or expos, that I have little kids actually give her candy. It's hilarious. It's funny, the kids dig her. It's the adults that are freaked out.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Go figure, right? Now and her sister both are hanging out. Oh my gosh. Look out.
Papa Stro, you got a bunch of trouble.
Right. I'll probably end up next year being the bald Papa Stro after these two girls. Oh my goodness. Yeah, oh, by the way, I got the new Papa Wing t-shirts for sale on my merchandise website.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I'll have to show you what they look like. Yeah. Oh, the horror sci-fi comedy series, Stro Sinister Cinema? Yeah, that'll be out the end of October on streaming, and they're going to announce which streaming services will be on because they're talking to a few of them. So it's so cool. If you like Elvira and like Tales from the Crypt and all that, that's exactly what it's like.
Okay.
You know, it's got some horror with some humor and, you know, all kinds of stuff. The whole cast of characters are just, I have a werewolf sidekick named Wolfgang.
Okay.
And he's like, imagine werewolves meeting Cheech and Chong, it'd be him, right? You know? It's hilarious, right? And there's like vampires, witches. There's a whole cast of characters in the series. So we were laughing on set so much. It was so much fun. So I can't wait for everybody to check it out. Great stuff. Yeah. Oh, we got a caller. Let's see who this 479 area code. Let's see who this is.
Hi, Stro. It's Granny.
Oh, Granny. Hey, Granny. You're hanging. Kathy. Kathy Fitzpatrick's here.
Hi, Kathy.
Yeah. Brady. Brady is a happily married man at the moment. So
saw pictures.
He
at
is
the
enjoying.
Moment,
He's enjoying himself with his lovely, beautiful bride.
Well, he should be. They both should be. So,
congratulations
to the happy couple.
That's why he's not here at the moment, but he'll be back next week, and I'm sure he'll tell us all about his lovely wedding. And which Kathy Fitzpatrick was there. Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, she was given a few details of what went down.
Granny, they had the greatest hors d'oeuvres, let me tell you. They had chicken and waffles on a stick.
Oh, wow.
Mm. That's enough to make me say.
Oh, straight back to our table.
Then I just thought I'd call in and say hello and, you know, see how everybody was doing.
Oh, well, doing great. Yeah, we're just talking random news and current events and all kinds of stuff tonight.
Yeah. So, Stro, how close are you to that hurricane that's hitting Florida? How close is that away from you, or how close is that?
Well, thankfully, it's not that close, because I don't want to be too close to that thing. Go ahead.
Well, I have two David has two sisters that live in Port Charlotte, and they're in the red zone right now. So they've got their house hurricane-proof, the shutters and everything. So
yeah, we're just getting a shout out to Florida and Georgia people to stay safe.
Yeah.
And Kathy just mentioned that Tony Khan even mentioned that the people down in Florida that were coming up for the show tomorrow night in Philly, to, you know, if they couldn't make it, don't worry about it. Be with your families, right? Which we thought was really cool for him to do that.
Yeah. Well, my sister-in-laws, they live in Port Charlotte, Florida, is where they live at. So
that's definitely praying for them.
Oh yeah, definitely praying.
Right. Yeah. So what's new and exciting in the world of Granny Hulkster?
Well, I had my heart cast Friday, and thank goodness they really couldn't find anything serious up, which I'm very thankful. But they're not sure what actually was causing the problems. Of course, I had to fight with my insurance company for 3.5 hours after I got to the hospital Friday morning, which was not very fun. They claimed that my doctor never sent the authorization, which wasn't true. And when my cardiologist actually called, they said, oh, no, we're not going to authorize this heart cath. She's got to have a stress test first, which would have caused me to have to start everything all over. And I'd already stopped some of my medications. So the admissions office and the supervisor at the admissions office said, well, sign this ABN form and we'll do the procedure and we'll just bill the insurance. And the only bad thing about that is if the insurance says we're not going to pay, it's going to be about $2,700 out of pocket for me. But my insurance agent's working on it. But Saturday I went to Wrestling for a Cause. And, of course, everybody was really surprised to see me, which, you know, and I got to thank everybody because on the WFC Facebook page and the fan page, they posted, WFC Nation, please send positive and good vibes to the godmother of WFC and wrestling, Granny Hulkster, as she's getting ready to have a heart cath procedure on Friday. So that made me feel, like, very, very special. I mean,
that's,
you know,
awesome.
I can't say, you know, saying thank you to my wrestling family just doesn't seem enough because they're always there for me and my family. And, you know, it just, and the show that we did, it was called September to Remember. One of the wrestlers, he wrestled in Oklahoma for years and he passed away 2 or 3 months ago, I think. But anyways, his daughter, Danny Bell, was there, and her mom and her stepdad. And all the money that they raised went to Danny and her family to help pay for the headstone for Jake's, you know, grave and everything, which I thought was really cool. And they got Danny in the ring and with Tim Rockwell and Al and Bernie and Dexter and, you know, because those people always hung around together. So those five guys always hung around together back in the day. And even though Jake was there in spirit, I mean, Danny looks just like her daddy. So it was almost just like having Jake right there with those guys 15 years later. So I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, it was a pretty awesome show.
That's good.
That's a good thing.
I do love my wrestling family. They're pretty amazing, so.
That's good. I mean, I'm glad you're, you know, in good health and everything, for sure.
Well, I won't say I'm in good health, but, you know, if the blockage wasn't any worse than what it was a few years ago, I go back to see my the nurse practitioner on November 4th, so maybe they can figure out what was causing the issues. I mean, I do know that I've been having what they call non-sustainable tachycardia, which means
the bottom part of my heart is beating too fast. I had 3 episodes, one in April, May, and July, kind of close together. So I'm sure they're going to be looking into that too. So
yeah, I would definitely keep you in our prayers for sure, Danny.
I appreciate that for sure. So, Kathy, are you doing okay?
Yeah, we're hanging in here. You know, it's been a little off and on. My the doctor called today, and my uncle has to get his a B12 shot every week because his B12 is like really, really low.
Oh wow!
So now I'm working out with my driving schedule and the office when I can get him in there. So it's, you know, I have no one else to take them, just me. So I got to do what I got to do.
I know. I mean, you know, before my daddy passed in 2004, I had to take him to doctor's appointments because my mom didn't drive. So yeah, I know all about that for sure. So, and Stro, you're doing good.
Yeah, just watching the storm. See what it's going to do. I just got back from Expo in West Virginia. That was pretty good. I was telling Kathy I had the opportunity to impromptu match, stepped in the ring with a old wrestling brother of mine, Cuban Assassin, in which our singles turned to a 6-man tag. And so it was really great to be in the ring with him again. Then the first time I've been in the ring with him in years. So, but yeah, it was a good time. And, you know, the whole Expo was really cool. So, you know, big ups to Green Valley, everyone at Green Valley Expo and the Green Valley Skate Shack for putting it on. And Premier Wrestling League Mid-Atlantic. That was the wrestling group that was with them. So.
Yeah, one of these days I hope to be able to get my membership so I can attend the Cauliflower Alley Club reunion. I have a lot of wrestling friends that go every year, and I would love.
Tonight
I know
they're having
wrestling.
Memphis Mafia Night.
Yeah.
They're having Memphis night.
Oh, yeah.
They're honoring a lot of Memphis legends.
And being the wrestling fan that I am, I know that I would absolutely love this. I know I would absolutely love it. So.
Because they have the Memphis night tonight, and then and tomorrow night's the main banquet where they honor.
Yeah.
They're honoring some like WWE, former WWE talent, I think, from what I understand. Tomorrow night.
I believe so. I think JBL's being honored for something, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And tonight, they're honoring Tommy Rich, Joe Lawler, and a few others.
Yeah. I actually got to meet JBL at WrestleCon. He was at the table with Ron Simmons. Of course, my husband and I got to meet Ron Simmons and Tony Atlas about 3 or 4 years ago at an autograph signing, and I'm good friends with James Beard, who, you know, is also a very good friend of JBL's, and I got to meet JBL, which was pretty cool. And of course,
cool.
I have James Beard's book that he wrote, you know, The Third Man. And I mean, I love that book. I've read it 3 or 4 times. I mean, I read it the first time, and then when I had my first knee replacement, I had to go to rehab for a couple weeks after I had the surgery because my knee was so bad before I had the surgery and everything, so I had to go to rehab. I took the book with me, and I read it again, you know, from page to page.
Yeah.
I love that book.
You're on In the Room.
Oh, hey, Stro.
Well, hello. Hey, Dustin, how you doing? We got Grady Hulkster, we got Kathy Fitzpatrick.
Hey.
How's it going?
Well, Mammer Stroh, last week I talked about my dad. He had his surgery today.
How'd it go?
It went well, and he's resting.
Awesome, man. Glad to hear that. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, tomorrow, Orlando area is supposed to get hit by a hurricane.
Yeah, I can't really say, are you still in the Orlando area? If so, please be careful.
Yeah, that's where I live.
Okay, yeah. Be careful, man.
Sending prayers for you, Dustin, for your safety.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Kathy mentioned earlier that Tony Khan sent out a thing saying if the talent from Florida coming up for the Philly AEW Dynamite show tomorrow, if they can't make it, don't worry about it. Just be with your families. You know? And I thought that was really cool of them to do that.
Strella, I heard something that they're trying to buy out CM Punk's contract.
Well, don't surprise me. Disrespect the boss. That's what happens to you.
And, you know, I knew that was going to happen. I knew it wasn't going to last long. I knew, it's a letdown for a lot of fans that really thought this could be a second chance for Punk. But he just can't keep his mouth shut. And that's the thing about him, like, behind the scenes, he just can't keep to him. Cannot stay in trouble.
Well, you know, I tell you what, though. I was talking earlier, Kathy, you know, the AEW shows, I think it really picked up. I mean, last week's show was amazing.
Yes. I really enjoyed the Acclaim winning the tag titles.
Yeah, that's one of the many great matches they had last week. I was really happy for them. Jericho win the ROH title. And then you had John Moxley in a good main event with Bryan Danielson for the AEW.
I would love to see them. Yeah. I would love to see them go at it again one more time for the title.
Me too. And I forgot to mention as well, Saraya making their debut for AEW, man. That was huge.
I wasn't expecting that one. That's a shocker for me this year. That her debut in AEW.
And her own Kathy Fitzpatrick is going to be in AEW Dynamite tomorrow night, man. I'm so excited.
Oh, it's in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. That's so cool, Kathy.
Yeah, Jericho has a championship celebration tomorrow, so that should be interesting to see how that goes.
Mm-hmm. He's supposed to defend the title, I think. That's what they were saying. They didn't
against
say who
Bandido.
Yet.
Against Bandido. It was against Bandido.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Should be a good match.
Should be. Yeah, I mean, it's anything like last week. I mean, I thought last week was stellar. One of their best shows.
Claudio should get his rematch, honestly, the way he was done.
And what about Great Muta appearing with Sting? Y'all see that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was interesting. Oh, Stro last night. I watched Malachi Black's Instagram Live. He made some points. He did say he did not get released. He just taking some time off from wrestling, taking a break. He said he will be back in AEW at some point.
Oh, cool. That's cool. I'm glad he's doing okay.
He also said that he told people do not believe anything they see online. It's always not true.
Well, he does have a point there. He does have a point.
Well, it's good. It's good he's doing good, though. Like, really, honestly, I was wondering what happened.
I'm happy he is, too, yeah. And, you know, I bet you the same thing with Buddy Murphy, because, you know, there was rumors going around it, you know what I mean? And I think he's in the same situation, honestly. I think he'll stick around.
Well, Strell, here's the thing. I read an article. He's going back home to Australia because he's got to go renew his visa papers. That's why he's taking a time off from AEW.
Well, that's cool. You know, do what he has to do, you know what I mean?
So he can get back to work, yeah. You know,
absolutely.
He's a good talent, honestly. Honestly, WWE did him wrong. And AEW, they really got a good talent in him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Buddy's like one of the best.
Yeah,
you know, I'd wrestle a guy like Buddy any day of the week. Seriously, he's so
and
good.
They're actually House of Black's pretty good. They're a good team, like honestly.
Oh yeah, and they just, I guess AEW just trademarked their name, so I think they're gonna be around for a good while.
Yes, and WWE on their side, they got the Judgment Day. Man, they're phenomenal. They got Rhea Ripley, Finn Balor, Damian Priest. Man, they're on a roll.
I don't know about y'all, but I really think, honestly, that Rhea Ripley should be the leader of that group. I mean, that lady could talk. Her promos are awesome, and she's got such a presence about her. I mean, she would just be, you know, she should be like the queen bee of that group. Because, I mean, she's just amazing.
Yeah. What she's doing with Dominic is interesting.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. I mean,
it's Buddy Matthews.
Yeah, go figure, right? Yeah. How cool is it that a couple is on two of the best clicks going right now in wrestling, you know, with Judgment Day and House of Black? How cool is that?
Actually, Buddy Matthews' birthday was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Happy late birthday to Buddy Murphy, man.
Yeah, and then they're teasing AJ Styles, like him and Finn Balor. Like, man, that was interesting last night.
Yeah, that was good. That was
and
good.
Edge returning?
And then,
Edge.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Finn Balor and Edge, right, Kathy, for Extreme Rules?
Yep. Yeah,
wow.
Finn Balor and Edge.
That'll
I quit
good.
Match.
Oh man, that'd be one to see.
Yeah, I would love to see Edge win here, but obviously I think Finn Balor would pick up the win here. It would make sense.
Yeah, and Kathy, you were saying that Dominic would be in Finn's corner and with Edge is Ray's in his corner.
That's what I think. That's what we're thinking. It hasn't been posted yet.
Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
Yeah, did you see last night that Judgment Day helped Seth Rollins win his match last night?
Yeah, what a match. And we thought that Ray and Seth had an awesome match. That whole match was so good.
And that submission hold. I'm assuming he's been working on submission holds because that match he's got with Riddle, that a 5-10 match is won by a knockout or submission. So I'm assuming that's one of the submission holds he's got prepared for Matt Riddle.
Because he's going to need Matt Riddle because legitimately Matt Riddle's the real deal. I mean, he's legit. So that's good. That's going to be a good one, Seth and Matt Riddle. Can't wait for that one.
Yeah, sure. There was a video of what happened after Roman off there last night of Seth attacking Riddle, and they were fighting all over the arena last night.
Oh, but that was good.
It was a big brawl. Like, they had a bunch of WWE officials and referees in there trying to separate the two. This feud's gotten so personal because they really don't get along.
No, I love it. I love it. I can't wait. I love this build to those two. I can't wait for the rules.
And Bayley and Bianca having a ladder match, that's going to be something.
Yes. Oh, man, I can't wait for that.
So here's the thing. Here's what I see happening. Bayley's going to be on top of the ladder, about to win the championship, and all of a sudden, mm-hmm. Becky Lynch's music hits, and Bayley's like, no. And then Becky Lynch gets in there and pushes Bayley off the ladder and helps Bianca win.
How about that? Dustin's already booking the finish. That's awesome.
That's how I see it playing out, you know, because they injured Becky Lynch's shoulder.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You think Becky will be back that soon?
That's what I think. Yeah, it's obvious. Mm. They're having a ladder match for a reason.
No, that's true. Yeah. Sounds like the show's Extreme Rules is going to be really good.
At Karrion Kross and Drew McIntyre strap match.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah, I bet that's gonna be good. I mean, you got two hard hitting guys with Kross.
I'm sure that'll be the main event because Roman Reigns ain't on the show.
Yeah, that's that'd be a tough one to follow with those two.
They're going to beat the heck out of each other. Those strap matches are brutal. Like the Fiend and Daniel Bryan match. That was from Royal Rumble. That was a good match.
Yeah. And speaking of the Fiend, rumor still has it that he may be any time now that Fiend may be showing up. Who knows? You know?
Well, on the Extreme Rules poster, there's a lantern and some fireflies on the Riddle and Seth Rollins graphic things.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. And do they keep having that White Rabbit thing show up every now and then too, or?
Yeah, that QR code thing. They want people to scan. I think it is Bray Wyatt. It has to be, because he was seen training.
Oh wow. It makes sense that he would come show up anytime now, because it's Halloween's almost here in October. You know what I mean? So
I really miss the Fiend. Really, honestly, WWE. That's something that's special when the Fiend shows up.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I'm glad what they're doing with this storytelling they've been doing. Especially, you see them doing it with Dexter Lumis and different
Miz.
People now and. Mhm. And so.
And Candice LeRae last night.
Right, Candice LeRae and Johnny Gargano. So I think if this is the case, they're building up to a Bray Wyatt. Return, it's really cool the way they're doing it, if that's the case.
Yeah, and it's a matter of time for Andy Hartwell's on Raw and her paired with Dexter Lumis.
Oh my God, those two are gold, man. If they can bring them two up in the main roster together, and if they had the same magic did NXT, it's going to be big.
The crowd's going to go nuts. They'll be so happy to see it.
Right, I'm pretty excited for that. Actually, Index getting.
It's funny. It's funny that Corey Graves is like, "Dude, don't even work here. He's under contract." And it's funny when eventually Dexter Lumis they say he's signed under contract, and Miz is going to go insane.
that's great. And yeah, I've been, like I said, the shows have been really stepping up. Look. It's really, really good shows here lately, both Raw and SmackDown. What about the deal
NXT?
NXT too. What about the deal with Roman Reigns and Sami Zayn, making him the honorary?
Really? When I saw that Friday, I thought he was being kicked out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought he was being kicked out. That's what I thought that was. And then he hands me, he's like, oh, he's like, I got your new shirt. And I'm like, oh my God, you got to be kidding me. And he got that big win against AJ Styles last night.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking eventually Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens will get together, though.
Yep. And they'll be going for the tag titles.
Yeah, which, if that's the case, they'll make a good team, Owens and Sami.
Yeah, but I don't think they're gonna. I don't know if they'll win the titles. Honestly, they'll be close. They'll be close to beating Usos, but I think the Usos are gonna be champions for a little bit longer. I think they'll probably be champions going into Mania next year.
Yeah. Who do you think will be the team to take the titles off the Usos?
Well, there's two in NXT that I can think of. The Creed Brothers and Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams.
Oh, okay. So you think it'll be a team from NXT?
Because eventually I'm thinking that I've been hearing that their Carmelo Hayes is being called up to the main roster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And I think Trick Williams is going with him. So I think that Trick Williams is going anywhere Carmelo Hayes is going. So.
Mm-hmm.
So that I want to see a Carmelo Hayes versus Seth Rollins match.
Right.
That'd be a banger right there.
Yeah, I'm sure. So what about Roman? Who do you think is going to be the guy to finally take it from Roman at this point?
It's all Cody Rhodes.
It's anybody's ball game, I think.
Cody Rhodes is the man that's going to beat Roman.
You think, Cody? I mean, I'm hoping it has to be. When he returns, I'm hoping it's Cody and Roman for the title. I really do, because I really think that's going to be money, if that's the case.
I thought what would happen is if Rhodes comes back at Rumble and wins the Rumble match.
Oh, yeah. Because I know they've been pushing Roman and Rock for a while, but I really hope it's Roman and Cody with the title at some point.
I think, and then you got to think about Rollins. Like he won his match at Rumble last year by disqualification, and they're trying to make the case of him getting a rematch. So this could be a triple threat match at Mania.
Yeah. Oh, you know, or per se, if you think about this point, if Rollins were to get the title before Mania. And see a Cody return, we could see Rollins and Cody for the title, actually. Could be a possibility.
And here's the thing, that would be good. It would be right when Rhodes wins the belt, finally wins the one title that's eluded him his entire career, finally wins the belt, and then all of a sudden you hear A-Town beat down, theme song of Austin Theory, and he comes in to cash in on Cody Rhodes.
you think he'll cash it in on Cody?
Right after he wins it, yes, I think so.
That'd be something. That would be
well,
something.
You know, it's obvious. You know, it's obvious. Or they could have him cash in and lose, like, because Vince McMahon's not in charge anymore.
Yeah, because, you know, Theory was just like McIntyre a while back. He was like the chosen one, right, with Vince.
I think that all went down the toilet when Vince McMahon went bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, so many possibilities there.
I think Gargano's going to beat him for that briefcase.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think they'll have a ladder match down the road and have Gargano win the briefcase and have him hold on to it for a while and then cash in when it's the right time.
Okay. That would change the whole dynamic of everything if Gargano wins the briefcase.
Yes. I think Gargano should be the champion. You know, like it would be awesome to see. Like his NXT title reign, he didn't get much of an opportunity. He was only champion for 63 days before he lost to Adam Cole.
Is this a possibility, or do they have an actual match for the briefcase, or do you think that's leading up to it, or?
I think the way they're feuding, I think that's going to happen. I think they're going to have a ladder match and then have Gargano beat Theory. And that way Theory, I don't know. I think Theory's just going to go. I think they'll send him back down to NXT as a joke.
Well, there's rumor now about the championship belt getting a makeover. Actually,
it's the tag team title. Tag team titles is what I was hearing. They're changing the design of it. I heard something's going to become one belt. Is what I've been hearing. Well, I mean, maybe like each tag team partner gets one belt. So
they're just going to combine the two belts into one for both the tag and the singles. You think?
Well, just the tag team titles are getting changed. That's what I've been hearing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they're getting updated design. There will be no more Raw and SmackDown tag team titles. They'll just be the champions will be on both brands though. But there won't be four tag titles. It'll be just two.
Oh, kind of like what they're doing with the ladies' tag team championships, right?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's going to happen before the Usos lose their tag titles. They'll get to move the new belts, and then they'll lose the titles. I think it's going to be the Creed Brothers. Honestly, I think they have potential. The way they've been dominating NXT, I think they could be the next future of the company.
Yeah. You know, now that they're giving more importance to the U.S. Championship and to the Intercontinental Championship, I kind of wish they did the same thing with Roman's title. Just make it one championship that you can go between both brands, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I do. Like, you know, and you know, I just have a bad feeling Liv Morgan's going to lose at Extreme Rules.
Yeah, that's – first of all, you got Ronda Rousey, one of the toughest people on the planet. And then you have an Extreme Rules match on top of that. It don't look good for her, does it?
Because there's no rope break in Extreme Rules match.
Right.
And Ronda can lock in that armbar anywhere and in the ring. And she could have Liv's arm bend in a way it's not supposed to bend. And she could be grabbing the rope trying to break it. And it won't work. And she's just going to have to tap and lose the title.
Yeah. That's it. Like I said, the chips are stacked up against her. And if she can pull this one out, man, that'd be amazing.
if she's here's the way I see it. Here's a plot twist here. She does retain, then all of a sudden from behind, Charlotte Flair comes in with a big boot from behind, and Charlotte Flair returns.
Yeah, I'm expecting her to come back anytime now, Charlotte.
That would be the feud going into Survivor Series, I think.
Right. Yeah, Charlotte and you know, Liv or Ronda, whoever comes out the winner, Extreme Rules. Yeah, I can see that.
And you forgot about the War Games matches. I think it's going to be the Bloodline versus the Judgment Day.
You think so?
Yeah, that's going to be one of the War Games matches. I can see it right now. They're going to have AJ Styles in the Judgment Day. It's going to happen sooner or later.
Oh, you think they're going to induct him into the Judgment Day? To AJ Styles?
I think so. I think they're going to do it when they have the match against the Bloodline. I think that's what's going to happen. That's what it's leading to. That's going to be an awesome match.
Wow. That would be interesting to see if that actually goes down. Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Bloodline. Yeah, that would be an awesome match. Like, you know, both teams are they got good. They have loaded teams. Like, it'd be real close.
Yeah, I'm sure. That'd be pretty.
And I'm thinking it's going to be Bayley's team versus. I think it's going to be Bayley's team versus Becky Lynch's team. The other War Games match.
Oh, okay. Bayley's team,
yeah.
What, maybe against Asuka, Alexa, and maybe Bianca, and then somebody else?
Well, I think it's going to be Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch, Alexa Bliss, Raquel Rodriguez, and then probably Bianca Blair, and then whoever else. It's probably Candice LeRae.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Versus Bayley,
Io Sky, Dakota Kai, and then they have whoever else team with them. It should be interesting. Like, it should be a good match either way.
Maybe Dewdrop and Nikki Cross.
Well, I think, you know, I heard something that Dewdrop's name seems to be changed back to Piper Niven, her original name.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I heard Nikki A.S.H. is actually go back to Nikki Cross.
Okay.
Well, I've been hearing there that they're being changed back. Because I seen it last night on Raw, Nikki A.S.H. threw her mask across the ring. I was like, yeah, she's going back to her original character.
Hmm.
Because the Nikki A.S.H. character ain't going too well.
Evidently.
It's not worked. She's lost a bunch of titles and then had a bunch of team partners turn on her, and it's just not worked out. I think it's time to go back to start from the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, let's see. You know what? There's some good possibilities with the War Games matches coming up. That's going to be really cool. So you think that it'll be the War Games that would happen at Survivor Series, or?
Yeah, it's at Survivor Series, yeah.
Survivor Series, yeah.
Yeah, it's at Survivor Series. It was announced, Triple H said, for the first time ever, it's going to be War Games at Survivor Series.
So you think Roman and The Rock will be actually make it to Mania this year?
I've been hearing because I heard The Rock cleared his schedule for the first part of 2023, so that makes things a lot interesting.
Yeah. That will be interesting.
Royal Rumble this year could be a big, a lot of surprises.
Right.
Ryback, I've been seeing his social media. He's been teasing an in-ring return.
Oh, boy, Ryback. Wonder where he'll end up at, you think? Think he'll be back at WWE, or you think he'll go to AEW?
I think so, because Triple H is in charge, that's why.
Oh, I see.
Because he said he would come back when Vince is gone.
Well, I guess that would be a possibility there.
Yeah, I would love to see him back. Like, it's been a long, long time. It's been 6 years.
6 years. Wow. Speaking of The Rock, yep, you want to see his movie? Oh, go ahead.
Well, yeah. I was thinking about it. I've seen previews. It looks pretty good.
Well, yeah, it was about The Rock's new movie coming up in October, Black Adam.
Yeah, I've seen previews of it. It looks pretty good. It looks interesting.
Yeah, I think it's like October 22nd, I think, is the big premiere.
And Halloween Kills, Ends, comes out October 14th.
Yep, that's true.
I bet you look forward to that, Stro.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be in theaters October 14th and on the Peacock app as well.
Awesome, yeah. I'm a big Halloween fan, so that's cool.
This is the last one, you know. This is it. They say it's supposed to end this year.
Oh, okay. It's about time.
Yeah.
It's been going on for a while, ain't it?
1978 to 2022, that's a long time.
What a run.
Yeah. Michael's in his 70s now. I'm like, man.
Right.
I'm
just happy Jamie Lee Curtis made it this far.
Chucky season 2 October 5th on USA Network.
Oh yeah, Chucky. Oh, can't wait for that.
Yeah, October 5th at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. I can't wait either. I've been waiting a year since the last one. I was hooked on the last season. I was like, man, a year can't come fast enough.
Right. So I'm like, October's going to be a busy month.
Yes. 30 days of Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you'll have a lot of stuff going on for Halloween-related stuff.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. So excited. It should be a good time. It was good stuff.
I'll have to check out those things you do on Friday night.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. They're still going. This Friday night's feature will be Tobor the Great. It'll be on my Facebook page. And then
I'll check that out.
I have something coming on streaming at the end of October called Stro Sinister Cinema. And it's a lot like Elvira Tales from the Crypt, kind of like a horror, comedy, sci-fi. And it'll be announced what streaming services will be on for everybody real soon. So I'll definitely keep everybody informed.
Okay, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it should be a good time.
Yeah, I love Halloween. So it's one of my favorite days. It's my favorite holiday of the year.
No, it's awesome. It's awesome. I'm so excited.
Yeah, get to dress up as Michael Myers every year. So.
Oh, you can be Mike Myers this year? Cool. All right.
Yeah, I do it every year. So.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, it's right a yearly on. Tradition. Yeah, I scare my nephews with the Mark Mars mask.
Nice.
Yeah, they fall for it every year. It doesn't matter how old they are. They fall for it every year. Like, I stand in their closet and jump out on them every year.
That's hilarious. That's
yeah,
so
it
cool.
Scares my dogs. It scares the dogs real bad when I wear that mask.
That's it?
It scares the dogs real bad. Yeah, my dad's got this dog named Turbo. He's an Australian Shepherd.
Oh, those are adorable.
He's a real pretty dog. He's got like a blue eye.
And
one eye's normal and one's a blue eye. It's real pretty.
Oh, I bet.
He's a really, really good dog. Yeah, he's like my dad's baby, pretty much. Like, they've had him for almost a year.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, they're
inseparable. Like lately, because my dad's been sick and stuff. He's not been able to go on the road with my dad, you know. And he gets real upset when my dad's gone a long period of time, like, you know. And yeah, you can tell. Like, it bothers the dog very much when separation anxiety.
Right. Yeah, this is like part of the family, you know.
Yes, and it's sad when you lose an animal. Yeah, we lost our cat.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, they live out in the country and stuff, and the cat got out, and it ran off with another cat, and we knew it didn't make it because the triple-digit temperatures and not eating for a week, there's no way to survive.
Right, that's tough. Sorry to
hear
that.
Yeah, my mom was devastated. We've had that cat for 7 years.
7 years, wow.
2015, here's a story about that cat. The cat, my dad was in Arlington. The cat rode up in the motor of my dad's truck with him on the way, all the way from Arlington to our house. That's where the cat come from. We've had it ever since.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
7 years.
7 years.
That's how long I've been calling in the room show. 7 years.
7 years. Oh my goodness.
December 2015.
2015. Wow. Time sure does fly. Goodness gracious.
It does. It does once we get to know each other through the years, you know, and yeah, long time. No, I've known you a long time, Stro.
Yeah. Man. It don't seem like that long, but you think about it, it's like...
No, it don't. Time goes by fast.
It sure does. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'll be 29 in a couple months.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's awesome. So, you have any plans
December
for your 11th. Birthday?
I'm supposed to be going to casino with my parents.
Casino, nice. What casino y'all going to?
We usually go to the one that's by Louisiana.
Louisiana, okay, right on.
Yeah,
it's
one closer from Texas, so yeah, that's the one they go to. And this is the first time I went to a casino, really. So.
Oh, you'll have a good time.
Yeah, I've never been, so I want to experience it at least once.
Right.
Well, I want to be able to do this with my parents while they're still alive, so you know, because they're getting at that age now, you know. It's, you know, they're not going to live forever. And it's why, like, we kind of want to do these things before they're gone.
Right. Absolutely.
If it wasn't the surgery my dad had, he's had a heck of a time lately with work construction. Mm-hmm. Him and his boss have been having problems trying to find people to work. And the only most of the work is $16, and that's $16 an hour.
Mm.
And they want some of these guys want $18-$19 an hour, and they just can't do it.
Right.
And they want gas. They want money for gas to drive up there, and they just can't do it. There's just too many guys at work, and they're so far behind on some jobs. It's tough because my dad started this company when he was 18.
Uh huh.
All these years ago, 42 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's been doing it a long time, and honestly, he's getting at that age he needs to retire. Like 60 years old, I think he needs to call it quits, but it's kind of hard. They can't right now. Too many jobs are so far behind.
Right.
So, right. Yep.
Man.
Yeah, it's just been a lot going on, and, you know, honestly, I can't work construction because I have too many, like my body's messed up, my shoulders, my back. I just can't handle doing that, like working full time. I just couldn't. And I barely was able to work part-time.
Right.
Because my back's so messed up, I can't do it. So, I would love to, but I just can't.
Yeah.
That's why I'm collecting my SSI, because I can't really work because my back's messed up.
Right.
And I hate doing that, honestly. It makes me feel bad because I'm not actually earning my money, you know. Like, I would like to do it myself, but I just can't work right now.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
And, you know. Yeah, you know, and it's the same thing with wrestling. You know, your body gets wore out after a long period of time.
Oh, it does. That's for sure.
I'm sure there's points in your life like, man, I'm like, should I be doing this anymore?
It runs in my mind every now and then, yeah.
But it's how you make your money.
Yeah, you know, I'm thank God for the help, my health, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and, yep, you know. Yeah, you know, that's why I can't, that's why I want to wrestle, but my body just won't be able to keep up with it.
Yeah.
With me being at my age, being almost being 30 in a couple of years, WWE won't take me because they're not taking no one that's past 30.
Yeah, thank goodness for other companies out there, though.
Yeah, I can't see myself going to AEW. I'm not big. I'm a big fan of Tony Khan. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just not a big fan of Tony Khan. I've never liked him, honestly. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just not big on him. Yeah, my nephews don't like him either.
No, really?
Yeah, they saw him on TV a few weeks ago when they heard what happened to the stuff with CM Punk, that they took the title off Punk. Oh, they were real upset. They were very mad, matter of fact. They're like, they were defending Punk, you know. They were like, well, he shouldn't be the one in trouble. It should be just the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega, the ones being suspended.
See, that whole situation is just crazy. That's just crazy.
It's affected everything. Like, you know, it ended up with John Moxley on the right end of it, him being the world champion again.
Yeah, he's like the first, like, three-time champion now.
Yes, I can't believe it. You know, three times. Yep.
That's,
hopefully
that's
they'll give him something to do. I would love to see him face Wardlow.
That'd be good, yeah.
Title for titles. The TBS Championship versus the AEW Championship. Title for title.
Right.
And I would love to see Wardlow go over and win the title.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he honestly, I think that should have happened a year ago. Him winning the AEW title a year ago, that should have happened.
Especially right off the feud he had with MJF, you know.
I don't think that's over with. I think if MJF beats Moxley, I think Wardlow's going to be in the picture like out of nowhere.
Oh, so you think MJF gets the title, that Wardlow will get back in the picture?
I think Wardlow's going to have something to say about it, I think. I think they're going to do something. I think they're going to do MJF costing Wardlow the TBS championship. I mean, the TNT championship, and then it's going to lead to when MJF wins the title, they're going to have a big match, and Wardlow goes over and wins the title.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's a good possibility that Wardlow could be AEW champion someday, you know.
And Sammy Guevara is another one.
Yeah, that's true.
Honestly, I think they've done that. I think they've done him wrong, honestly. I think if he would have never turned heel, I think he would have been way over.
Yeah, he's pretty talented.
Yeah, and him and Tay Conti got married not too long ago.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, they were
huh? No, yeah. That's right, they did get married, yeah.
And the thing about it is that I think they kind of rushed into it. You know, they were rolling together for like 6 months, and then they got married.
Yeah, they didn't waste any time, did they?
No. I was like, man, you know, a lot of people were booing them. I'm like, Sammy Guevara and Tay Conti are the nicest people, and they're getting booed by jealous fans. I hate to see it. I really do. Sammy Guevara is the future of the company.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the OGs, I think. You know, Tim, Darby Allin, MJF. You mentioned Wardlow.
Hangman Page.
Yep, Hangman.
I think the way things are going, I think Hangman Page will end up getting released eventually.
You think so?
Yeah, I think the stuff with him and Punk, he'll eventually, not now, but eventually they're going to give him the boot, because I don't think they're seeing the potential he had like he had years ago. If he would have beat Jericho and become the inaugural AEW champion, I think things will be different. But since he lost that match to Jericho when they had the inaugural championship match, I think it's hurting Hangman Page. Like, he had his reign as champion, and his first reign wasn't that good. Honestly, it wasn't. It wasn't that good, I don't think. It's really hurt him.
Do you think the Bucks will return?
Eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably going to be later this year.
Oh.
I think what's going to happen is,
uh-huh,
I think eventually they're going to challenge the Acclaim for the tag titles.
Mm.
I would love to see this match. I would also love to see FTR versus the Acclaim.
Oh, yeah, that'd be interesting. Do you think CM Punk is going to return or no?
No. Yeah, he's done. He's toast. They're going to buy his contract. By the time he comes back from having tricep surgery, in about 7 or 9 months, he won't be employed by AEW no more. They're going to buy his contract out.
So you think that's going to be it, huh?
And I hate to say it. It's really ruined wrestling for me as a wrestling fan. It really upsets me. After 7 years and this is what we get, I'm disappointed. I really am. I really am disappointed in CM Punk. Honestly, I tweeted that CM Punk. I told him I was disappointed by his actions. Like, this is what I get for you being away for 7 years, and you come back, and this is what you give wrestling fans. I felt disappointed.
Well, we got Crown Jewel coming up, and evidently the main event's going to be Roman Reigns against Logan Paul. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm not a big Roman fan, but Roman goes over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no Logan Paul wins. No, Logan Paul's going to lose here. It's probably be about a 20-30 minute match. Logan will come close to, he'll come close to beating Roman, but Roman's going to beat him.
Okay. So you're going to be Mike Myers for Halloween this year? Is that Mike
like
Myers?
I do every year. As tradition.
Randy Hulkster, are you going to be anything for Halloween this year?
Probably not. I don't do Halloween that much. I mean,
okay.
I've just been sitting here enjoying listening to the conversation between you guys, but, you know, talking about little animals and stuff, you know, my son, he's had his little dog since he was 10 weeks old, and Mysterio will be 11 years old in October. And I'll tell you, when that little dog goes, that's going to be so hard on my son. I mean, I've got a 16-year-old basset hound, and I don't know how she's still making it, but God love her. I mean, it's going to break my heart when she leaves. But getting back to wrestling, you know, y'all were talking about MJF. When my son and my husband and I went to WrestleMania with our friend from New York, we went to WrestleCon, and of course, I know Lance Archer personally when he wrestled for as Lance Hoyt for Traditional Championship Wrestling when it ran in Arkansas. He says, "So, Granny, when are you coming to AEW?" I said, "Well, when are you coming to Arkansas?" You know, because I've got friends who work security for AEW, so Shane's already told me that if they ever make it to Arkansas, he's going to make sure that Granny gets good tickets. I said, "Oh, good, I can talk some smack to MJF," because I cannot stand MJF. I despise that man. But this is what I want to know. This is what I want to know, guys, and I do not know this, but my friend that lives in New York, when he was getting ready to fly into Kansas City to go to his grandfather's funeral, MJF and Wardlow and Shawn Spears were at the airport. And, see, he used to babysit MJF when he was a little boy. I guess they were neighbors, so he used to babysit him. So MJF came up and asked my friend, Brian, he says, "Hey, bro," he says, "I got a question to ask you." He says, "You know a lady who lives in Arkansas that goes by the name of Granny Hulkster?" And he says, "Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, she's a good friend of mine. She's like family." He says, "How do you know about Granny?" And he's like, "Word of mouth." And that's all he said. So one of these days, I'm going to find out how MJF has found out about me. I mean, your inquiring minds want to know.
It's a small world.
Yeah, MJF's a nice guy. And Trug, don't forget what he did to Tony Schiavone last week.
Oh, yeah, that was horrible. That was horrible.
Oh, my goodness. Poor Tony.
Yeah, he didn't deserve that. Like, and it's Will or Yuta situation with MJF going to be interesting going forward.
Yeah. Oh, man. MJF's such a character.
he's been a lot upset, but he's got a lot of people upset. And the reason why Shawn Spears has been off TV is because his wife, Cassie Lee, is pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was happy for him. They showed a video where she did the big reveal to him, right? And they, they were hugging each other.
Yeah, it was so awesome. That's so awesome, man. He's just such a nice guy. And I've actually met Shawn Spears twice. So he's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he's a really cool dude. Yep.
So is Wardlow.
Oh, yeah, real nice guy.
Yeah, I heard a story that there was this little girl in line that was at this WrestleCon or something, and there was this woman wrestler had one of these teddy bears, and this little girl didn't have the money to get one. She was crying, so Wardlow went up there and bought this little girl this teddy bear.
That's really cool.
I was like, man, looks can be deceiving. People just don't give people the benefit of that. People think this dude is just a straight up monster because of his character. He's really a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's not like that in real life. Like people they think he's like that all the time. No, I met Wardlow twice. He's a really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I met him the last time he was in. They were in Dallas.
Right. Isn't he still TNT champ?
Yes. Yep. It's a shame, Maze, that they're not giving him the matches he deserves.
Yeah, because ever since he's become champ, things kind of settled down for him, didn't it?
He hasn't been on TV in 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks. Yeah, the last time he was on TV was the show after AEW All Out.
Was that when he was tagging with FTR?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, that was the last time he was on TV. It's been 2 weeks. Yeah.
So now that they got Jericho as ROH champion and FTR as tag champs and all this, and Garcia is the pure champion now and everything, and you would think they would have their own ROH TV slot by now. I mean, what's the holdup?
Tony Khan did say that there's something in the works about having Ring of Honor on TV on a weekly show.
God, I would hope so.
because he owns the company, so.
Yeah, I'm honestly, I that's a lot of us have been waiting on the ROH TV deal, but.
Oh.
Yeah, this is,
oh,
yeah.
Stro, I think Orange Cassidy deserves a rematch for the North Pacific Championship against Pac after what happened last match.
Of the Atlantic Championship.
Yeah, where he got hit in the head with the hammer.
Yeah. I don't get that title. I really don't. Atlantic. I mean, I don't know. It just don't make any sense to me.
You know what it looks like? The women's world title.
That doesn't. Doesn't
it look
and,
the same?
And so, when is Thunder Rosa supposed to be back? Because they had doing this whole interim champion thing with Tony Storm.
I think they told her to take a break because there's been some heat with her and Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker. That's why she's off TV. What? That's why they had her do this. That's why they had her do the fake injury angle because she's being off TV for a while.
Hmm. What?
She's not really hurt.
This interim thing just for the birds, though, man. What is this?
It's stupid. I think it's stupid, Stro.
Yeah. It's, you know, if they want to strip her the title and, you know, and just make Tony Storm or whoever, you know, I mean, the women's champ. They're crying out loud. I mean, why?
What did you guys think of Saraya showing up last week?
That was huge.
That was a shocker for me this year. Biggest shocker of 2022. That was the second shocker for me. The first one was Cody Rhodes returning.
Yeah, Saraya, man. I think she's going to do great things with AEW.
She has been cleared to wrestle, so she is wrestling.
That's awesome.
I was wondering if she had been cleared yet or not. So,
oh well, a fan asked her about her injury status about being cleared, and she said she replied back, "See y'all Wednesday," and that pretty much sums it up that she's going to be wrestling.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I know
Britt
Baker wasn't too happy to see her show up.
That's
going like
to be something.
Seen a ghost. Look like Britt Baker looked like
there's
she'd
the money
seen a ghost.
Right there. There's the money right there, Saraya and Britt Baker. That's the match right there. You know what I mean?
Man, that's gonna be a big match right there.
Yeah, I kind of wish Britt Baker was still the champ. That way, she could like defend the title against Saraya because that'd be amazing.
Well, here's the thing, Stro. And when Thunder Rosa comes back to have this title for title match, I would be very upset if Tony Storm lost right now. Tony Storm's got all the momentum. Tony Storm should be the champion for a long time.
That's what I'm saying. Why just make Tony Storm the woman's champ and have her defend it, being that Rosa's, I don't know, indisposed at the moment.
It's going to lead to a unification match, and then Thunder Rosa... Honestly, I got tired of Thunder Rosa after her first title defense, man. It put me to sleep.
Oh, man.
The match she had at Double or Nothing against Serena Deeb, that's the match that really put me to sleep. That match is so boring.
That, huh?
Yeah. I don't like it when the women matches are go past 25 minutes.
That's a long match.
The match was 33 minutes long.
Yeah, but yeah, Britt Baker, Dr. Britt Baker, such a talent, man. You know, I mean, her and Saraya would, oh God, that's.
And Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker? And Jamie Hayter eventually, her and Britt Baker feuding? That's going to be big money, too.
And Jamie Hayter's another talented lady wrestler, too, yeah.
She should have won the title, too, I think.
I was hoping she would win the title, honestly, Jamie Hayter. You know, when they had the...
Britt Baker just being in that match cost her.
Yeah. I don't think it's over yet between Britt Baker and Hayter. I think eventually they're going to butt heads.
with Jamie Hayter being the face in the situation and keeping Britt Baker as a heel, I think it makes sense.
And it makes you wonder how Saraya fits in the picture, you know, if they're going to, you know, the doctor too, you know.
That's going to be something because Saraya is really good friends with Toni Storm, so this would be interesting if they had a title match.
Yeah, well, that'd be good. Saraya and Toni Storm, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Toni Storm. I was really upset when WWE let her go.
Well, they didn't let her go. She left. She quit. She flew home.
Yeah, then they released her. That issue should have been fixed, honestly.
Because after that match you had with Charlotte Flair, she just took that flight back home. Said, see you later.
Well, she was upset because they promised that she was going to be the champion, and they ended up screwing her over. So I can see why she went home.
Yeah. I think they should just make Toni Storm the champ. Honestly, I mean, she's got the title, so might as well make her the champ.
Well, here's the thing. I think if things would have been different, if Vince McMahon retired before Toni Storm left, I think Toni Storm would have been the champion by now with Triple H running things.
Yeah. You know, Toni, I mean, I could see Toni eventually going back, though, WWE, in time.
Well, she signed a multi-year deal with AEW, that's fine.
Yeah, but, you know, things could change. Look what's happening right now. Things change all the time. I even hear the Bucks were, like, looking at a WWE contract.
and Kenny Omega.
Yeah, him too.
Oh my God! Just imagine,
Kenny was just coming back.
Yeah, and they win the trios titles at All Out, and then they get to this backstage fight, and then get stripped of the belts. And now look who's the champions now: Pac, Rey Fénix, and that other guy.
Yeah. Well, good for them. I'm glad they won. So Pac's got
Right now. Well, I was hoping Orange Cassidy and Best Friends would have won those titles. So I would love to see them with it. Orange Cassidy needs a title, honestly. He's been in AEW a long time. I think it's time for them to put some type of belt on him. He deserves it.
Hmm.
I like how Orange Cassidy, he wrestles with his hands in his pockets. Man, that's awesome.
Yeah. As Cornette would like to call them, pockets. Oh my goodness! But yeah, Best Friends.
Yeah.
I was hoping they were going to win the six man titles. Honestly.
Yeah, they really deserve. They deserve it, really, honestly. But you know, I was kind of happy to see Pac and them win because Pac is the first one in AEW to hold two titles at once in AEW.
Yeah. I just don't – that Atlantic Championship, I just don't get it. I just
– I heard Miro asked for his release from AEW.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, he went and asked for his release.
They haven't done much with him at all, man. Miro, I mean, what's the deal? I mean, if I were him, I wouldn't be too happy about it either.
Some fan asked him on Twitter – if he was going to go back to WWE, and he replied back, WWE can go to hell.
Wow.
That's intense.
Well, you know, I guess that bridge was burned. So the last part of his career in WWE, they had him do that segment with Lana and Bobby Lashley. The last part of his run in WWE, that was a joke.
Yeah. I hate it when you do that, have personal angles like that and trying to make an angle of something like personal like that. I never could stand when they did stuff like that.
that caused Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins to have issues. Like, it caused them some issues in their marriage.
Yeah. Well, I bet it did.
They had to do a personal relationship, a personal angle on TV. It just caused some issues there. And, you know,
yeah,
Seth Rollins did say before, he does not like doing storylines when it has his wife involved. Like, it makes it hard. It makes it really hard for him to work.
Can you blame him?
I couldn't. It's horrible. I mean, when they start doing such of a personal storyline, you know, and then it interferes in their real life style, you know, it's not right. I mean,
And then Lacey Evans, like they bring her back, and then all of a sudden they have her turn on the crowd again, go back to being a heel. She was way over as a face.
And see, all that build, her telling her life story and all this, and then for her to do that, it just made no sense whatsoever.
Nope.
It's like, yeah.
And she's like the person she was when she was out, when she had her baby.
Yeah. I really hope with this new regime now in WWE that they can, like, fix a little bit. I really do, because, I mean, she started out...
I did read an article that NXT's doing a thing. If you've been signed from this point on, if you can't prove yourself, you will be released, is what I heard. Like, they're cutting people if you can't prove yourself to make NXT, make the TV.
Interesting.
So it's like some people are going to get released. And that would be interesting. There's someone on the women's roster that deserves to be in the main roster by now, and that's Nikita Lyons.
Oh, okay. Are you a fan of Nikita Lyons?
Yeah, I really am. Yeah, she's really nice. I met her when they were in Orlando a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I went to NXT show.
You think she'll do okay in the main roster?
Yes, I do. I think she's the future of this company if they do it right.
Okay. She was supposed to be in that women's tag tournament, too, with the blonde.
Zoe Stark.
The muscular blonde. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, she was supposed to be in that breakout tournament. She injured her knee. I'm thinking if she didn't injure her knee, she would have beat Mandy Rose by now.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, it's obvious. I think they really ruined that. I think she should have beat Mandy, and because Mandy's way over pushed, I think.
Okay. Well,
that's just
do you
my
guys
opinion.
Anything you'd like to plug on the way out? Floor is yours.
I really don't. I mean,
what about you, Dustin? You got anything you plug? I guess not. hang on, we got. Is this supposed to be 609? Okay, let's see this is 609 area code in the room.
Hey, what's up? The bro
boy. What's new and exciting? What's up, man? You're late to
not
the party.
Not much, man.
It's almost closing time. Man. What's new?
Yeah, I know. I was busy. I was busy trying to hit the jackpot because I only needed one number for 2,600 hours tonight. I just got one.
Oh, I got you. Okay. What's new?
I just had to call up and say hello to everybody, and you all know that Brady Hicks got married.
Oh yeah, he's a married man.
Yeah, now we can bust his little behind now, you know. He's going to let him do anything now.
Rat Boy, are you saying that Kelly's going to be the one wearing the pants in that family instead of Brady?
Yep. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure, you know. Don't talk on the radio tonight. I need you to do this. I need you to do that.
Watch and see.
Oh, man. Goodness. I can't wait till next week.
Yeah, next week we got the Stream Rules coming right here to in the Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yep, Stream Rules in Philly next week. And also tomorrow's AEW Dynamite in Philly.
Oh, is it?
Kathy,
oh.
Yeah, Kathy's going to be there.
Oh, wow. You know, now I got to go to the Stream Rules.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
we're talking tonight. It's supposed to be a good card, man. Stream Rules.
Yeah, I know. All of a sudden, they made a match last night with Edge versus the Demon King.
Oh, yeah.
He might come out as a Demon King against Edge.
He just might. Well, he's with Judgment Day, so that would make sense.
Yeah, because what it is that, you know, it's Extreme Rules and all. And, you know, they got to have something, you know, what's going on.
So are you going to Extreme Rules?
I'm not sure yet, but my buddy is trying to get tickets now for it.
Sweet.
I don't care if I have to sit in nobody's city. Forget it, you know. I'd be down on the floor somewhere. Just buy a cheap ticket and just go down on the floor.
Okay.
But that's how I do it all the time.
Because we
buy a cheap ticket and just go down there and just walk around, say hello to everybody and all. You know, we don't stay in our seat.
Right.
You know, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And plus,
cool.
I think the same weekend, okay, that at the casino there, Bet Rivers, okay, River Casino's having tribute to ABBA.
Oh, nice.
And I said, oh, man, I got to go get them. And I told my buddy to get tickets for that, too. He said he's going to see what he could do for that whole weekend. He'd be in Philadelphia all weekend.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, see Ibis at the Rivers, and after that, a Stream Rules. Because you never know. You might be there watching Ibis. You walk out, start playing the slot machine. You never know who's going to be there. You know, there might be gambling some of the wrestlers, you know?
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because you never know when you're going to bump into somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
Never know.
Because it happened to me. I ran into, what's his name? Oh, I forgot his name. Oh. Next week I'll tell you his name. I ran into him at the showboat when the showboat used to be open.
Okay.
Him and, what's her name? Lita? I think it was Lita.
Mm-hmm.
Leading somebody else, you know. They had belts around them and all.
Okay.
I think they had a show down there.
Right.
I forgot the guy, Noble. Noble. It was Noble that I ran into.
Noble. Okay.
Yeah, Noble. And he was...
Okay.
This is after he left WWE.
All right.
And I said, I know you from somewhere. He said, you must have seen me on TV. I said, yeah, but I can't. I said, you're Nobles. And he said, yeah, I'm Nobles. He had about 3 or 4 bucks around him.
So there's a chance you might be Extreme Rules next week. Okay, that's cool.
And he was just sitting there, you know, waiting for the bus or something like that, you know. Because he was at the bus stop there.
Hmm. So you're going to watch AEW tomorrow night? Kathy's going to be there.
If I have time tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be in your neck of the woods, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Way across the bridge.
Right.
I'm on the Jersey side. I'm about 45 minutes away from Philadelphia. That means I'm right in between, You know, if I go from there to there, I gotta stop in, over at Brady Hicks' house and knock on the door. Because we were set pets. That'd be funny, you know. Just knock on his door.
Oh yeah. Right.
You know.
Well, that's cool. Well, you got any parting words before we close the shop here tonight, Fat Boy?
And I really didn't, you know, I'll just stay safe this weekend, you know, and I hope everybody goes on to next week at Extreme Moves in Philadelphia, because you never know, you might find me there on one of the floors there.
Awesome. Awesome.
But
yeah,
make sure you check Nobody City first, see if I'm up there first. If I'm not up there, then I'm downstairs somewhere on the floor. Maybe underneath the ring, ready to attack somebody.
All right. Will do.
All right. I'll talk to you guys next week, next Tuesday.
All right.
Bye, Red Boy.
All right,
bye-bye.
Have
a good one.
Yep.
Don't forget, WCW Retro Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be talking Eddie Guerrero. So if you got a cool Eddie Guerrero moments and memories you'd like to share, please call in. That's Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. And, it's been great. Thank you for joining us, and thank you everybody that's called in and the listeners that listened in. And hopefully Brady will be back next week and give us the details on his lovely wedding.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can't wait for him to tell us all about it. I mean, the pictures look beautiful.
Oh, they did. They looked absolutely astonishing, you know, absolutely amazing. So I hope you have a great rest of the week, Stro. So.
You too. You do the same, Granny Holster. And thank you, everybody. Brady Hicks will be back next week, and we'll have the whole gang back for sure. And have an awesome week and weekend. Please, guys, and just stay for the – if you're in the line of the hurricane, please be safe. It's, you know, my Georgia peeps, to my Florida peeps, South Carolina, North Carolina on up, just be safe. And we'll talk to you guys next Tuesday in the room. Take care. God bless.
Good night, everybody.